I again would like to thank the Vad L'Chizuk HaTorah, Rabbi Maybrook, Rabbi Brazil, for inviting me once again to share Divrei Torah on this legal holiday. It's been many, many years, Baruch Hashem, that I don't know which year of Chazakah he's helping, but we Baruch Hashem, I think we yotze all the shirim of Chazakah. Okay, the topic Bez Hashem of today's shir is a very chashuv inyan, and that's the toikef haminag b'halacha. In other words, if a person has a particular minhag and hagatova, either that he was noig be'atzmo, that he's took upon himself a particular chumrah, etc. So there are halachas that if he wants to stop from doing such a hanhaga tova, he might have to make hataras nedarim. In other words, that you can't just say, well, I did a hanhaga tova and I want to stop, so I can just stop. But we'll see that the poskim discussed an hanhaga tova might have the status of a neder. And a neder, you need hataras nedarim. And even though a neder, as we'll see, is kol hayotze mipiv yaseh, that a neder is only if you say it bepeh, that you're going to do a certain thing, and if you didn't say it bepeh, it's not a neder. But we'll see that the Gemara is going to say, as we'll see, that an hagatova has a din perhaps neder midrabanan. That even though you just were noyig it, you didn't say I'm going to keep doing it, you were noyig it. You were keeping a certain chumra, you were keeping a certain shir, v'tzeis hakochovim on motzai Shabbos, or whatever it may be. And now say you had a situation where you either want to stop keeping it, or maybe for this particular Shabbos, you want to keep an earlier zman, etc. So that's the question of the idea of being matir, such a, what's the toikev, what's mechayev you in keeping to keep the minhag, number one, and that's one thing. And then the other discussion we have to have is about minhag avos, that if a person's father kept a particular minhag, a particular chumra in the mishpacha. They don't eat gebraks, or they don't do certain things. One of my Rabbi Gedalia Berger was saying it could be apropos. You could discuss, say your father has a chumra not to eat turkey. There's a machloikis haposkim whether we're allowed to eat turkey or not. Because do we say that his turkey is not one of the ofos that I mentioned specifically in the Torah that it's an of tar, but we assume that it's included in chicken. But others, some say no, that we don't have a right to assume. So what if your father has a particular hanhaga that he doesn't eat it? So is that mechayev you also not to eat that as well? So these are the ideas that we have to try to understand and what the makoros for these halachas are. There are two packets here you should have. One is begins with Matos, and one is begins with the Maram Shik. So two different, and we'll be using both of them, Bez Hashem. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Matos, Ish ki yudu neder l'Hashem, o yishova shvua leser yisar al nafsho, lo yochel devoro, kichol hayotzi mipiv yaseh. That if a person takes a neder or a shvua to ask for something, so lo yochel devaro, he can't profane his words. If he says that this apple is asur to me, so then he can't eat the apple. If he said a shvua that he's nishpa to do something, then he's mechuyev. Kichol hayotze mipiv yaseh. But again, the Torah says, kichol hayotze mipiv yaseh. So if he didn't be moitze b'sfasayim, then it's not that it's not binding. Oh, So if you look now, Rabosai, in the Gemara in the Darim, on page 4, on Tezvav Amid Aleph, so the Gemara says like this, that we know the din of Bal Yachil is a din daraisa, lo yachil devar. If you take a neder and you don't fulfill it, right? So then you violate Bal Yachil. But the Gemara says that there also could be a Bal Yachil midraban. That even though it's not the regular din Bal Yachil, it's but midrabanan is Bal Yachil. So what is that? So says the Gemara, Tatanya Dvorim Hamutarim, something that's mutter, Vacherim Nogim Behem Isser. It was something that's really mutter, Alpidin. Say, for example, Kitnius. Kitnius is really mutter, Alpidin. But Acherim Nogim Behem Isser. There are many people, Ashkenazic, Yidden, who are Nogim Behem Isser. Iyata Rasha Latirim Bifneim. You can't be matarit b'fneia means they have to continue their iser. Shenema lo yachel devarim. Again, so this, the Gemara says, is bal yachel midrabonim. Because it's not pshat that it's binding because somebody said he's not going to eat kidneys. But this was the niyug, this was the minug. And the minug is binding. That minug is keneder midrabonim. So even though there was no hotzos vasayim, we have a concept of minog is kinet. So if you'll take a look.
Excuse me, this Gemara is talking about you yourself don't have this minog. You are in a place. It sounds like Gemara is talking about you are in a place where the acherim have this minog not to eat. Let's say kidneys. So you shouldn't be mad for yourself. It sounds like.
But you can't tell them.
Law atirim if they am right.
Right, look in the.
It sounds like a little different type of halacha than you. It's not like.
Yeah, so let's take a look in the Ran. In the Ran. In other words, he has here. Do they run here? That if a person is. Yeah, is it here, piece? Yeah. Yatarashai. No, this doesn't. In other words, he says, Dvarim hamutarim v'cheim nogabim iser, Yatarashai latirin b'fneim. Means you can't tell them that they don't have to follow this iser. In other words, they have to continue following the iser. You can't tell them that they could be makel on this iser.
So it sounds like iser on you. It's not, in other words, you should not go ahead. It's more like you're.
Yeah, but that's not what it means. It means that you can't tell them that they could be makel on the iser. In other words, they have to keep the iser because kach nohagu. Here, take a look at the Ran on the it's on the right side, the first wide line. Yet rosh on linog b'med levatel min hagum. The over mishum bal yachal min haTorah einu b'bal yachal el midrabon. You can't be mevatel min hagum. In other words, so therefore they have to continue their minhag. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this din. We'll take a look in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nedarim. It's here. It's on page 22. So says the Mechaber in Simen Reish Yud Dalet in Yerideya, Sif Alf, Devarim Hamutarim, Vayodim Behem Shehem Mutarim, Nogu Behem Isser. There was something that's really mutter. It's not that we thought that it was us, sir, and we made a mistake. We know it's mutter. We know that, at least, that kidney is really mutter al pidin. But with Nohig, we're knowing an iser, also a chashash or whatever it may be, Devarim mutarim vayodim behem shehem mutarim vanogim vayodim behem shehem mutarim. The people who know it's mutar, afal pike nogam hem iser, have ki ilu kiblu maleim beneder. V'osur latirim behem. And they can't be matir this iser. Hilkach, Misha Rogil Lisanos Tanios Shalafnei Rosh Hashanah. People would have certain Tanios before Rosh Hashanah. Vishem Ben Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim, where they would, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they would have certain Tanios. Misha Rogil Shalolachal Bosar V'Golosh Nishtos Yayin Be'eshchoros Av, like we have, or some had Mishiva Sabatamas, Vrotza Lachzabau, Machmas She'enu Bari, Sarech Shloshe She'atirulo. So then he can't just say it's Mutter, but he has to have Hataras Nedarim. In Beshashe, he's Chil Linhog Haya Bedaito Linhog Kein La'olam, Beno Kein Hafil Pamachas Sarech Hatara. In other words, as long as you had in mind that you want to continue doing it, and you did it one time with intent to continue doing it, so then, tzarech hatara. And what's the hatara? V'yiftach becharata shemischaret shenog kein l'shem neder. In other words, you have a charata that, because when you have a taras nedarim, you need a charata or a pesach or something like that, so you need to say that you didn't, you have charata that you didn't say it b'li neder. V'ficha charotza linhog miktsas dvarim hamutarim lisyagu prishus. Say you wanna do something, a chumrah, that an extra chumrah, a siyag, a prishus, that you're not mechuyev to do. So therefore, what should you do? Yoimar betchilas hanhagoso, she'enu mekabel lalav kein b'neder. That you have to say that you're not mekabel it b'neder, because if you mekabel it b'neder, so then you need hataras nedarim. V'gam yom she'en b'dayto linho kein ela b'pam ahu o b'pam she'yirtze v'lo la'olam. So that's the first thing. That's the din of the Gemara, that the Dvarim Hamutarim, Tachem Nogim B'Maiser, that things that are technically mutter, they're mutter al pi din, but yet you want to be machmir, you want to keep a longer, say Shabbos, you want to keep or whatever particular chumra you want to be noyig. So then you have to say that you're noyig b'li neder, because once you don't say that, then it's chal b'toras neder midrabon. It's chal b'toras neder midrabon. Haval nogim isur b'dvarim hamutar machmas shesovrim shehem asurim. But what if you just made a mistake? Because you always kept this hanhaga because you thought that was the halacha. You thought that was the halacha, and you were mistaken of what the halacha was. So then that's not considered a neder, because it's a mistake. So that's the first thing. V'yesh misha omeshim tov v'noeg iser pidover hamutar nishal omatirim lo b'shlosha kein hataras nedarim. But there is an opinion that says that you still need Hataras Nedarim, even for the case of the, because Lamaisa, you were noig that way. So even though you were noig that way because you thought that was the halacha, but nonetheless you were noig that way, and perhaps that also requires Hataras Nedarim. So that's the discussion here. Now, the Shach has a kasha. Because we said over here, if a person's noig to have certain tanios, right? He's noig to have tanis lefnei Rosh Hashanah during the Aseres Shimei Tshuva, etc. And then he becomes sick. So then the Shulchan Aruch says that he still needs hataras nedarim. because it's on Hoga Toiva. And again, even though he was not Mekabel Bepeh, but the Anhoga itself, that you were knowing that way with intent to continue, that's considered a neder midrabon. That's the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf Tezvov, is Bal Yochel midrabon. So the Shach has Sakasha, take a look in the Shach, Siv Cotton Bays, on page 23, on the top. In fact, the Shach Akasha, Reisi Misha Hikshe, the Khan Sosom Harav, Kidivre Yamachaber, the Tzarech HaTorah, that here it seems that we need a HaTorah, Uv Orachayim Simen Tovkuf Samaches, Sof Siv Beis, Kosov Bahago, the Tanius, Sheini Chamishi Sheini, you have the Tanias of Bahab, or Aseris Yimei Tshuva, She'ira Bris Mila. So say, you know you to fast Bahab, right? You know you to fast Bahab, and that particular year, Bahab, one of the days, was a Bris Mila. So it's a mitzvah to eat. So what do we say? Do we say you could eat automatically? Or do you say you need Hataras Nadarim, and then you could eat? Because you want to not fulfill the Hanhaga Toiva that you are Mekabel. So here we said, in our Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you have Tanias, and then you got sick, you still need Hataras Nadarim. But the Bris Mila, the Chor should be the same thing. So there in Shulchan Aruch says, you don't need Hatara. That you can eat at the Bris Mila, vein tzorech HaTorah. Kilo nogu l'sanos b'haygavda. So the Shach asked the Kasha, what's the chiluk? How come when it comes to the case of getting sick over here, so we say you still need Hataras Nadarim, why is that different than the Bris Mila? Well, you have an Hoga to fast certain days, and punk, there's a Bris Mila that day. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need to make Hataras Nadarim, just eat at the Bris Mila. And here, we say if you got sick of that day and you can't fast, you need Hataras Nadarim. L'chor, it should be the same. If you want to say that something came up that you didn't expect and you have a regular Hanhaga Toiva that you're not going to fulfill, so Manufshach, if you need Hataras Nadarim, you should need it both by the Chola and by the Bris Mila. If you don't need it, you shouldn't need it in either case. That's the question that the Shach is dealing with. He says, Re'ishi Misha Hiksha, this question. So what does the Shach answer? V'lav Kushahi. So says the Shach, it's not a Kasha. The Hosam Lo Nogu L'Sanos Kushaira Bris Mila, V'Nogu L'Echol, Himkein Kola Mesana Adaita D'Hochi Mesana Kushaira Bris Mila Yochal. In other words, when you originally took your Kabbalah to fast, you had in mind that it could be there's going to be a Bris Mila and you were not Mekabel if it's a Bris Mila. Aval hocha lo osik adaite, shelo yehe bari lo yisana. Filkach tzarech HaTorah. So he says over there, he says he didn't think that he's not going to be well. That he was in Masika Daite. Hacha lo Asika Daite, shelo yeh bari lo yisana. It's a positive outlook. You know, he thinks there'll be Bris Mila, so he has in mind that he didn't have in mind necessarily that he's going to be sick, and therefore he didn't have in mind in his original Kabbalah, so therefore he needs HaTorah. That's what the Shach says.
Who's the Rav?
Yeah, the Ramah.
The Ramah doesn't make a comment about this at all.
Right. So he says that.
He's asking from the Mekabel on the Mekabel. Why does he have to mention the Ramah here?
The kind of some.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's his teretz. So if you look at the bottom, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Yotzei Mefarshim here, and the Dogel Mervava, he doesn't like the teretz of the Shach. He says that we're on page 23 in the two packets here. This one and the supplement, if you didn't get. So in the bottom of page 23, again, the din is that a person has an haga toiva, even though he didn't say that he's mekabel a neder, he's still mechuyev to follow it. But we had a kasha, that the question is if somebody has a hanhaga not to fast during the aseret shimei tshuva, and then he gets sick, so then the halacha is that he needs hataras nedarim, and then he could eat. But what if a bris milah comes up, and he wants to eat? Then he could eat even without hataras nedarim. So the shach says, the chilek is, that you always had in mind that it'll be a bris milah or something, and so in the original mindset, you weren't makabel. But getting sick, you don't think about that. So the Dagom of Avra says, Dvar of the Chukim. He thinks it's Dachuk, this chilek. And he has a different teretz. V'ani has daiti nira degabe bris milah eino chozubo minhago legamre. He thinks the chilek is like this. By the bris milah, it's only this time. It's only this bris milah, and then the next time, sheni chamishi sheni, he's going to go back fasting. So it's only this particular situation. Basha Enkein, he's learning the pshat of the chayla, means right now he's sick. So indefinitely, he's not going to be fasting now for the future. So as if it's a thing that's just today that he got a little sick, Meilin Chadami, that's the same as bris milah. So he wants to say there's a chiluk. This is the famous chiluk of the Noda Behuda, that if somebody has an haga toiva, that just particular day today, I'm not able to be mekayim the hanhaga toiva. I usually makpid to wait a certain amount of time between for maybe for Shabbos or for something like that, above and beyond the zman. And this particular thing, I have a pressing situation, and I need to go into the car, earlier. So then he has an haga toiva, but this particular week he's not going to fulfill it. So then the Noda Behuda says you don't need hataras nedarim. But if you want to say that from now on I'm not doing this an haga toiva anymore, from that mikad ve'elach, so then you need hataras nedarim. Because, you see, if it's a real neder, even for one time you want to violate a real neder, you have to have hataras nedarim. But this is not a real neder. This is a bal yachal midrabanan. This is not yotze mipiv. This is not somebody articulate. This is a din that the rabbanan said, if you have an haga toiva that you had in mind to keep and you didn't say bali neder, we treat it like a neder midrabanan, so that din that we treat as a neder. So if you want to undo it lagamre, then you need hataras nedarim. But if it's only bakrai, then you don't need hataras nedarim. So that's what the Noda Behuda says.
It's only bakrai for a milah or mechush, but a pressing need isn't.
Well, so let's see. Let's read it first inside. There's the gabi bris milah ain't a chozer bel mimin hagol lagamre el sha'ata besudas mitzah ochel losit shuv chozer lemin hagol vodin imur el ezem mechush rotzalecha hayom. That this person feels he's not well, and he doesn't want to do the tanias anymore. He has some condition now, Rachman al Itzlan, and he says he won't be able to fast Bahab anymore. So then he needs to make hataras nedarim. Shalom loshuv leminhogel olam kach tzarich hatara. So that's what are you saying?
A pressing need is not a michush or a mitzvah. A guy has to go to a doctor's appointment. He's not sick. There's no raya that you don't have to.
No, in other words, the yisodas, if it's a one-time thing, that's
only for a michush or a bar mitzvah, for a milah.
No. It means that
you can't derive it from the Noda Behuda otherwise.
No, the Noda Behuda is saying there's a chiluk between if you want to discontinue lagamre or just this particular thing.
Mitzvah.
No, not necessarily for a mitzvah. For okay, there might be a reason why you want a tzorech, and then you shouldn't just undo it. You know, there's a good reason why he wants to undo it. Not just he wants to go to some, you know. But the yisod is that there's a chiluk between whether it's legamrei or whether it's not legamrei.
No, but
if it's indefinitely, like right now he's not well, it could be that, so then he should do Atar Zadarm. If he knows that it's just today, there's a Bris Milah just today, so, and then the next day he's going back to the Tainis, so then he should, he doesn't need to make Atar Zadarm. That's what the Noda Yehuda, what the Noda Yehuda says.
With the Noda Yehuda's sort of work for like Sfiras Omer, you generally keep one sheet that revised for Simcha during that time. You would not need Atar Zadarm during that time, correct?
Right. In other words, if you want to say like that, it could be you don't even need to come on to that, but that could be perhaps.
Some people switch Minhagim from year to year without
Sfiras. Right. Now, there is another halacha in Shulchan Aruch on page 23. The next sif in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Yudalet Beis, says the Mechaber, and this is based on the words of the Ramban, Kabbalas Harabim Chal Aleim Val Zaram Fafilu B'dvarim Shalichibula Mleim B'nei Ha'ir Baskoma El Shanogu Kein Mi'atz Melassos Gedeus Yag LaTorah. Say in a community, they accepted upon themselves a Kabbalah. In a particular kehila, they had a Kabbalah, and if you want to see, we'll see what the Kabbalah was in a second. So the community, the Kabbalah Sarabim, is chala. In other words, if I'm a yochid, say, and I want to mekabel something, I can mekabel for myself. I can't necessarily mekabel for my son, my offspring, but. But if there's a kehila, if there's a community, an ear, that has a Kabbalas Rabim, they want to say that this community is mekabel chveis, that you have to keep tzeis hakochavim a certain time, or you have to do certain chumers on Pesach, you have to, or things like that. They mekabel aleim, alval zaram. In other words, this community knowing that they don't eat gebrok, so they don't they do a particular chumrah on in kashrus or whatever it is, and that's what they're knowing. Lasos geder siag l'torah. So anyone in that community is mechuyev now for the future to be noheg this hanhaga. This hanhaga. V'chein aboy michutz le'ir l'ador sham, harei heim ka'antre ha'ir, v'chayovim lasos ki tikunam. V'af b'dvarim shi yosurim behem b'irim, im neim hanhagam, v'ein ha'minach yesh abo l'ador bo, l'esor hutru behem, im neim daita lachzor. But if you leave the ear, and you're not daita lachzor, then you're no longer bound by this. So this notion of the Shulchan Aruch comes in the Tshuvas Rivash, quoting the Ramban, if you take a look, on page 17. And look at the unbelievable story. I mean, this is you see the toikif of the discussion here of the Rivash. It's more than just kitnias or something like that, or kebroks. But on page 17, look what he says here. The Rivash. Shailos HaKol Hiskimu, the particular call Hiskimu, Lasos Gedev Takona, Shalohi Rishus Biat Shum Odom, Lekade Shum Isha, Kiim Bidias Nemone HaKol, Ubifneim Ufne Asara. Because they shouldn't have that somebody could just go to a woman privately in front of two Eidim and Mimikadish. They didn't want that should be. That all Kiddushin should be public. Should be the statesman of the Kohol, and it has to be 10 people present. And they made this takana in the Kohol. Vimshema Yavor Vikadesh Alokeniskar, and they made that if you don't follow the takana, she Kiddushav Nifkoim Ubetalim. That the Kiddushin should be bottled. And you shouldn't even need a get. Umeato v'osos man mafkirin hakol kesef or shava kesef she kadishmov she mufka umuvuto v'kiddushin yu mufkaim v'isha hi tuchal inose mibli shum get. That was the takana that they made. So this is heavy stuff. This is not just kidneys or things like that. This is like more than just V'akidushin yumufkoim v'isha hituchal inose b'lishum get v'yul get misofer lo titztarech v'nistapakta im korach b'yad ha'kohol l'hafkir momon achen v'yul momon katneim she'enim kedai l'kayim l'haskim b'takona. That was the shaila that was presented to the Rivash. Yeah, in other words,
you must have
10 people with a nemone hakol. In other words, they didn't want that people going to claim they're married, they're not married. They want that kiddushin should be a dover, should be farhesia.
This is not going against anything that
they're making their own takana. Obviously, there was a reason that they felt that, I don't know, what was going on there, that people were claiming they were married, they're not married. They wanted that it should be known who's married, who's not married. There shouldn't be these...
If he does it privately, he has to be here with her, and then they're going to be mabatul, no get?
That's the question. We have to see the answer. But that's the question. So he quotes the Ramban. If you look on page 18, on page 18, so the Ramban says, he says, Kosov haRambanzal b'mishpat acherim, shekein hadin b'chol kabolos harabim, with the arrows, that any time there's a kabolos harabim, it's chal. And what's his raya? Shechal lo'em v'alzarim k'de'eshkuchen b'kabolos ha-toyra. Kabbalah Satoru. It was a Kabbalah, and it's chal for all the Doris, Ladori Doris. Why? What right? Just because my Zayda was at Har Sinai, I have to. The answer is that the call, the Tzibur, has a toikef to be Mekabel something, Ladori Doris. And that's Megillah, they were Mekabel, Aleim Valzarim, Valoyavor. So, and the Tzomos, Divrei Tzomos, etc. So he says that's what the Ramban writes, that it's chal. So therefore, l'chora, so take a look on page 21, on the end of the last paragraph of the Shin Tzadi Tes, ulefi zeh. And here, if you want to know about your question about the Kiddushe Biyah, that's right here, that they can call Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanon, Mekadesh Rafkin Rabbanon, the Kedushin Minei. He says, Ufiza Olobiyadein, last paragraph, Sheikholim Akol, Lasos Takonazu. He says, the call Ketaki do it. That Mekadesh Keneged Takonosum, here they made a Takona, that if you, again, that if you're only Mekadesh, you're not Mekadesh a woman, you have to need a minion. If you only Mekadesh a woman privately in front of two Edim, that the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. That's what this Kehila was Mesakin. So the Rivash was asked, is this binding? Say somebody violates the Takana, takes two Edim, goes into a room, gives her the ring, Hare Mekudeshes, gives her the ring. What's the din? So the Rivash says that he thinks that Meikir Adin ain't Kedush of Kedushin. Ain't it get? Now, he says, this is what I think is the halakha. Lemaisa, you know, I don't think, he's not going to, Lemaisa, he's the cholchach lahachmir. In other words, he really thinks this is the halakha, but Lemaisa comes to something so chomerdik like this, he's not going to, be so quick to, just be matter somebody without a get. Unless the other rabbanim agree, and lo baskomus kol chachme haglilus, ki heichad on tayin shiva machshor, aval kel yinaklu mishkiyus, etc. But that's what he really thinks. So lagabe, we're not going to necessarily paskin like this. Lagabe ishus, but the Shulchan Aruch says, but lagabe a kehila that they have a kehila. And they say that we want to make certain takonas, and it should be chal on the future generations. So then takets chal, things that are not as, we want that everyone in this kehila should keep Shabbos until X amount of minutes. So you're in this kehila, then you're mechuyev to follow. And not only you, but any of the future generations that come into this kehila are mechuyev. Now, parenthetically, as Rabbi Gutman pointed out to me, you have to realize that, and Rav Abadi said this, others have said this, that a regular shul today is not a al pi din, doesn't have this din of a call. In other words, a shul today wants to say we're going to make a, okay, but the people there should follow the rules of the shul when you're davening there. But to say that they can make a, we're talking about a kehila, which meant like this certain, like in Europe, as Rav Abadi pointed out, was the whole kohol, or even today in the Hasidish communities, like Satmar Kehila, they have, as Rav Gutman pointed out, they have their own shchita and their own mikveh and their own that's a kehila, not just a one shul. So that if you're part of so now you want to move into this kehila, and so then be part of this kehila, so then you mechuyev to keep. If that's the minig in the kehila, and you're now living there, and you want to become part of the kehila, then you're mechuyev. And if you leave, and you're not planning to come back, as we'll see in the poskim, then you're no longer mechuyev to keep. But the idea is what the Rivash is quoting the Ramban is that even though normally a neder is something private, I make my own neder. You can't make a neder. The only time we find that somebody can make a neder for someone else is av by nozer. A father can make his son madir beno benozer. But normally you can't make me do something that make a neder on me. But the takonas harabim, the takonas hatzibur is chal, and he says that's what Kabbalah Satorah was all about. That Kabbalah Satorah was a Kabbalah Satzibur that's chal on the future generations. I'm Megillas Esther. They were Mekabel Divrei, Yomi Ma'elin is Karim Vinasim Ladori Doris, that it's a Kabbalah Sarabim, and a Kabbalah Sarabim has a tokif.
At what point would you need Hataras Nadorim? I mean, if you're living somewhere and they have a minute of keeping Shabbos an extra half hour and you do it for many years and you move away,
So again, in other words, if you're part of a real, kehila, then you're mechuyev to maybe you shouldn't need the hataras nedarim also. But the fact that you're mechuyev to do it is because you're part of that, part of a kehila. If you just go,
so would you need hataras nedarim, or you could just once you move away,
work,
you're unbound by that comma.
Right. So, I mean, in other words, while you're there, you're mechuyev to keep it. Once you leave, you're not mechuyev. It could be you should still do Hatar Zadar Mitzad, that you would know Hege Min HaKtov. But now you're no longer mechuyev to keep the...
Sergio Achille.
So you were part of the...
Come to the lobby. Sergio Achille, come to the lobby.
You were part of this Hasidish Kehila. Not that you just use the shul as a convenience minion, but it means you're part of the kehila. In other words, you come to the kehila. You're part of the part of the kehila. So and there are not so many kehilas. You know, you could have a beautiful Jewish community like here in Queens, but not every shul is not it's a kehila in the sense of a nice. Camaraderie and everyone gets along and davens together, but the concept of kehila that they can make takonis that are going to be chal on the future generations. That's when there's a real kehila, and that as Rabbi pointed out, they had in many places in Europe and today we also in limited places more like in Satmar or things like that, or in certain communities where there's one rav of and there's one mikvah and there's one dayan and there's one shechita and the whole thing, not just a minyan, or even if it's a good minyan, even if it's a nice shul, we're not trying to knock the shuls, but we're just trying to say what the concept of a kehila is.
Can you translate a few words? What's the meaning?
In other words, even if they didn't make a formal Kabbalah. They didn't get together, and say, okay, we're being Kabbalah. But that's why the people were being noig. So that itself also is, and that's why the tzibur was noig, so that's has a taika for the future generations as well.
And what happens if, unfortunately, the kehila in Europe now?
Right, so you can have a kehila that relocates.
Most of the kehilas, unfortunately, didn't relocate.
Right. So then,
but you know that you come from this kehila. You know that your grandparents are from this kehila, but the kehila.
Right. So then, you're not necessarily, bound by. Depends what particular thing is, but right, a kehila. In other words, if you leave the kehila and you're not daitolaksor, then. But say, for example, a person's as an Ashkenazic Jew. So then even though he's in America, he's still and he goes to an Ashkenazic shul, so that's considered that he's continuing his Masorah of being an Ashkenazic Jew. But say, as we'll see, Rav Avad Yosef discusses that he finds himself in a different kehila now. He's in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a kehila that he's part of. That's a real kehila, not just a little shul that he's just going because it happens to be next door to his house. Then he can get a quick mincha marv, but he's part of that kehila.
I know Svarnim, real Svarnim, that gave up all their Svarnim minhagim, and they're in the yeshiva belt now, and they
right. You have something that became. They went to a yeshiva, and they. Where they became part of, an Ashkenazi kehila, and then they're part of it. To even Svardim in the Satmar community, the Satmar Svardim, as well.
But they give up all their Svardim.
All their right, because they're not Daitolachzer. They're not coming back. Oh, so let's see. There's a Gemara now that we have to look at. A very important Gemara in Pesachim. So take a look. Gemara in Pesachim. Daf Nun. Let's see what page it is in the... Page 11. No, not page 11. That's the Yerushalmi. Which way? 15, page 15, that's it. Page 15. Nun Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Zoi. B'nei Baishan. So there was these people who were B'nei Baishan. So what does that mean? They were from a family of B'nei Baishan. Nogu d'lohavu azlin mitzur letzidun b'malei shabata. In other words, the Yom HaShuk, as Rashi says, Mitzvah Letzidon, Yom HaShuk Shal Tzidon Be'erv Shabbos. Fei Machmir Malatzma Shalol Libatel Mitzorche Shabbos. In other words, if you would go to Tzidon on Friday, that would be a very good time to do business. Because that was the Yom HaShuk, and if you want to make some money, that's a good time to go. To go from Tzur to Tzidon, it's a nice trip. But then you could sell your merchandise, you can make a lot of money. But then you're going to take time, spending time on Friday. You're not going to be able to, you're mevatel a little bit from your hachanas of Tzorchei Shabbos. So is it proper to go? So the B'nai Baishan had a minug that lo hava azlin, they wouldn't go. Mitzur letzidin mamale shabata. They wouldn't go. Because it wasn't, they figured it's more important to spend, even though they're going to perhaps lose out at the opportunities of doing business on Friday. But lo ava azlan, they wouldn't go mitzor letzidon on Malei Shabbat. So now comes the next generation, Asu benayhu, their sons come, kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and they say, Amru lo, avhosin efshalu. Our fathers, they were rich people. So they were able to mevater not to do business on Friday, and they could, you know, cook the chickens the whole day and clean up in the house. And they, but we don't have so much money, and we need to go. So could we go to and not follow the minhag of our fathers? Avuzin efshaluhu anan lo efshaluhu. Amar luhu kvar kiblu avosechem aleihem. Shenemar shma b'ni b'musar avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha. He says, no, too bad, you can't do it, you can't go, because your fathers already were mekabel. Your fathers already mekabel that they're not going. So therefore, even though your fathers maybe were wealthier than you are, previously they were wealthier than you, and you need the money. But this was a Kabbalah that they made, and therefore it's binding on the Bonim as well. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, how does this stem with everything we said? In other words, Mehechi Teisei, that just because the Ovos were Nogu Kain, that there's a Chiv on the Bonim as well. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Mishlei, Shema Menor B'ni Musar Avicha, Valtitosh Torah Simecha. So what does that mean? So there is a fundamental machloikis between the Pre-Chadosh and the Pre-Toyer. The Pre-Chadosh was the great Achron quoted in the back of Shulchan Aruch, and the Pre-Toyer was the Or Chaim HaKadosh. And they have a machloikis how to learn Pshat in this Gemara. So let's take a look.
Well,
yeah. So we're going to see that. That's going to be the part of the discussion. So let's look. Let's look in the pre-chadash and the pre-toyer to see what the what page? 25. So the Pre-Chadosh says in page 25, Mishenog aviv eze dover mishem siag o precious. Ein dachim shekibol av lasanos beiz vehei. So it was his father fasts on Sheni v'Chamishi, Kol Yomav. O shelo lechol basa biyom she'ochel gvina. Right, the Gemara says in Chulin, Marukva says, Ana chala bar chama l'gabi abba. I am vinegar compared to wine. My father is like wine, I'm like vinegar. My father, when he would eat meat, he wouldn't eat milchiks for 24 hours. I only wait from one suda to the next. So the question is, but your father was noig 24 hours. So why weren't you noig 24 hours between milchiks and fleishiks like your father? So says the Prichadosh, you see from here that you're not mechuyev. That just because your father was noig a minig of precious, there's no chiv mi'ikar adin to wait 24 hours between milchiks and fleishiks. But his father, Marukva, says that my father was noig. And he says, and I'm not on the madrig of my father. Ana chala bar chamra legabi abba. I'm like vinegar compared to wine of my father. So he says, Dover baruhu she'ein ha-ben acharav chayev linhog oso chumra. Unless he did it. Unless he was mekabel on his own. If he was mekabel on his own, then he was mekabel on his own. But he's not mechuyev. Oh, acher misosu. The hashta havi kabola atzmo. Halav hochi pshita to lo shayich b'zeh shma ben ibusar avicha. The raya l'zeh havio sefer masa melech damrinan reish perek kol habosa. That's amar merukva anu lo ha milso chala bar chamra l'gabe abba. The ilu abba ki ava ochil Bisra ha'idna la'av ochel gvino ad l'mocher. Ad hashta. Kilo ana b'hasu dozuhu d'lo achilna b'achris achilna. Right? I only wait from meal to meal. And that's the mocher for the 6 hours or whatever it is. But my father waited a whole day. U'milsa the brewer d'koril anaf she'chala bar chamra mitzad griyusa d'lov m'kayim ha'hu chasidusa d'hava ovid avua. In other words, he's not trying to say I'm an avarian. I'm just saying, I'm not the madrega of my father. I'm not saying an avarian. So madre, he was noy kashura not to be noy like his father. Avam ikir adin, lo mechayiv. V'zeu, im nomer, demay dehava ovid, avur demar ukva lo hava midina, elo machmas chesidus. Avam nemer dehava svirle, kach mi ikir adin, hashta hava lei kiminag betos, v'lo hava mechayiv. But no lasos minog aviv. In other words, if he was doing it because he thought you're mechuyev to do it, the father of Marukva, then of course that's a tos. So it wasn't that he made a mistake. He knew he wasn't mechuyev, but he put upon himself an extra chumra, an extra zahirus. So that is not mechuyev the son. Hakolponim adim poshut she'ein haben chayev linhog siyogim ugderus aviv. Oh, so now the question is, but what about the B'nai Baishan? What about the B'nai Baishan? How come the B'nai Baishan, the Gemara says, that they were mechuyev?
It's a kehila. B'nai Baishan were a whole kehila.
Oh. Oh, so that's the answer? That's what he says? Very good. He, the Baishan, ain't a shame ish, el a shame mokum, the hainu Baishan. Hu kahu, the amina per gimel, the Megillah. Shein lo yisas kapav etc. Beishan ki the isa hosam, as you said. In other words, b'nei Baishan meant that was the minog hamokom. That wasn't a din that one father was knowing it. That was a din of a mokom of a kehila etc. So there says the pri chadash, they were mechuyev to do it. That was a din of tzibur, and that's the din of the rivash. That Yecholim HaTzibur Lasas Takana. That din of B'nai Baishan is the din of the Rivash. The Rivash quotes the Ramban, that a Kehila can make a Takana, and that's Chal, not only on them, but Al Zara Machareim. Just like Kabbalah Satorah. So the B'nai Baishan, but it wasn't that there was a one particular father who said to his son, who was knowing this way, and it was Mekabel, and therefore the son's Mechuyev. So that's what the Pri Chadash as Yisod is, that there's not a Chiyuv, just because the father was Nohig, such a thing, there was not a Chiyuv for the son, and the reason why, the B'nai Baishan, because that was the Minhag HaMokom. That was the Minhag HaMokom, that wasn't a din of a father to a son. That was a whole kehila, as this gentleman suggested, and therefore that would be different. And the chavis here. However, the pritoya, the Archaim Hakadosh, on page 29, the Hilchas Treifus. He argues with the Pri Chadash, and he says, "Masher Isi la Pri Chadash Shatiritz Lakushi Zud the Bnei Maishan, etc." And he says, based on a Tzibur, and he quotes the Rivash and the Ramban, etc. He doesn't think it's correct. La'olam, second arrow, Bnei Baishan hey Bnei Mishpachas Baishan Kepashta. No, it was a mishpacha. It was a mishpacha, and that was what the mishpacha did. V'lo yadana maydochak atzma ha'parav prichodesh lezek. Yivilvan ma sheyeshavti ledarko shel ma'ashdam yishyashe b'har be'ofanim, etc. Chad d'hani mil damrinu altito shtoros yimecha dafke b'minhag d'minkra milsa d'shave alayu ha'ovos. So he says like this. He says the yisod is like this. That, you see, what did the Pri Chadash do? The Pri Chadash took that Gemara in Pesachim, and he said that Gemara in Pesachim is just saying the same din that the Rivash is saying, oh, b'shem the Ramban, that the din of a Tzibur could make a Takana l'dori doros. So he says, no, he thinks that might be true, but this Gemara of B'nai Baishan is an added Chiddush, that there's a din, that if a father is doing something, and he wants his son to continue. Either he told him, or it's nikar that it's not something that he's just knowing himself. Then there's a din of shmam b'nei b'usar avicha v'altitosh toras imecha, that the son is mechuyev to what? To be mamshich the hanhaga of the father. And that's a separate din. In other words, it's not to negate the din of the Rivash and the Ramban, but as well to add an added thing, that al titosh Torah simecha, that he's mechuyev. But that's only if he wants him. So the case of Mar Ukva, the father was just doing it for himself. He never told his son, I want you to keep 24 hours between milchiks and fleishiks. Well, he never indicated that. So then, in other words, it's not automatic that any chumrah the father does, the son automatically needs to do. But if it's something that the father, what, wants his son to do, so then the son is mechuyev to follow this hanhaga of the father.
Pasuk that support in the Gemara seems to be more in line with the
Pritoan. Yeah. You're right. The thing is, as my friend Rabbi Gedalia Berger said to me, you know, it's throughout Shas, you always speak about minhag ha-mokum. You don't find minhag ha-mishpacha. So you have this one line that speaks about minhag ha-mishpacha. So are we going to say that this is a new chiddush, like the pre-Torah is saying? Or are we going to just try to infer that this falls into the category that we know already from minhag ha-mokum? So that's why the pre chadash was noted to say that we're not going to make a whole big yisod from one, three lines in the Gemara, where throughout Shas, Mokum Shanogu, that's the Perek in Psachim, Mokum Shanogu this, Mokum Shanogu that, etc. But that's what the Pritor learned. And if you look in the Kli Chemda, on page 30, the Meadon Plotsky in the Kli Chemda, he explains it as well. As Dr. Kli Chemda in Parshas Nitzavim, Omnam Lakushta de Milsalei Shain Bezei Nilchora Tzarchiyin Kevin Zabor Dabonim Eim Gedder Lo Yachal. Whereas if the son didn't say that he wants to do the minug, so it's not Lo Yachal. Kol Yotzim B'Piv Yasa. El Yesh Bezei Isur Medivrei Kabbalah. In other words, Shema Medi Musar Avicha Valtitosh Torah Simecha. שהוא הזהרס כוללס לכל המנהוגים והמוסר של האובוס שקיבלו עליהם ועל בניהם, אם כן איך שייך בזה התורה? In other words, Kevin Debetzim, in other words, the Marashdam wanted to say that if there's a community, if the father was Mekabel something, so he could be Matir Neder. But the son, who's forced to do it, so maybe he can, maybe the son is even more chomer than the father. Because the father was Mekabel, so he can be Matir Neder. The son maybe can't even be Matir Neder because he automatically is osur because of the father. So to that, the Kli Chemda argues. He says, if the son doesn't follow the father, it's not pshat he's violating Bal Yachal, because he was not Mekabel. He's violating Al Titosh Toros Imecha, because he's Mechayev to be Mekabel. But if he's not Mekabel, then the Avera he does is a lack of Al Titosh, you know, Shema Mino Biusar Avicha, Al Titosh Toros Imecha. But he, the word is, but he has to be Mekabel. So if he has Mekabel, so then there maybe could be Hatorah as well. Rabbanim ein yochem lahatil l'dasa yushalmi d'mani Hatorah. Aval kol devar av divrei kabot tzorich lomer dehegi dekiblu ha'ovos al atzmon ha'shoros usyogim chayov ha'boim gankin l'kabel atzmon san ha'shoros al titosh. Im einu rotsim l'kabel over mishum al titosh. Aval be'etzem einu chal alem kabolos ovos. Kei mishum mikoach al titosh ha'perish rak dehem chayovim l'kabel. In other words, he said, and that's pshat, as some explain, that what the Kli Chemda is saying, the pshat and the Pri Torah. That there's a chiyuv that the son should be mekabel. If the father wanted him, then he should be mekabel. But if he's not mekabel, then he didn't violate a neder, even midrabanan. But he is mevatel this mitzvah of shema b'nei musar revicha v'al titosh Torah simecha.
The problem would be that a 13, 14, 15 year old is likely to keep him in hugging of the family because simply that's what they do. But then when he becomes of age, 17, 18 years old, then he realized
he's taken upon himself. Okay, so that you're setting me up for the next thing.
Rebbe's in yeshivas could say to him, no, that's not good, you should do this.
So now look in the supplement. Yeah.
So they
learned
from that a person should have in his father's shul.
Yeah.
From the Hanog of...
Right. So let's take a look at the Maram Shik. On the supplement. This is the Maram Shik. And this, there's a very geshmaka tshuva here, in the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik is the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he says like this. He's writing a letter, La'huvi Talmud, Talmidi. For a Talmud of his, he's like, the Mechtavtra Kibalti, Asher Shalani, Bachurim shebeisam ein ochlim me'avzos habtumos. In other words, they used to take the chickens and fatten them up. Fatten up the chickens. And, you know, they would feed it straw and feed it a lot of things. So as Rav Gutman pointed out to me, so this is a discussion in Hilchos Treifos where there is a chashash nekuvas haveshet. That when you put the straw in, maybe you poked a hole in the veshet and it would render it a treifa. So some people would never eat the avzos p'tumos. They would never eat these fattened chickens. Right? So, because of a chashash treifas. And some people were not chashash for it. So that's the, you know, so you see, that was the dover ha'omer al ha'perek then. The avzos p'tumos. Whether you eat it or not. So he says, so in his home, where he grew up, they didn't eat avzos ha'p'tumos. And now he goes to yeshiva. Shenosi mele yeshiva over mokum acher. Kiyotzi b'zeh. And they would eat. Lama ein mochim b'yodim. B'masha ochlim sham. They would eat. B'shpalt matz. Hakayim alar holich b'mokum shenogim isu. L'mokum shenogim heter. V'dayt alachzor tzarech l'minog. K'minog sheyotzi misham. So l'chora. In other words, these yeshiva bachrim are going to, you see, in those days they were more machmir in the house than in the yeshiva. Usually it's the opposite, but here the chumra was in the house, and the yeshiva they were more makel in this shaila. So that's the shaila. Bachrim alim yeshiva mikri daitem lachzer. So he says, So the next paragraph, he says, Lafia nis daiti adover borer, the bachurim halomdim yeshiva bikru daitam lachzer. Yeah, you go to yeshiva. I mean, it depends, you know. Some guys go to yeshiva, they're not daitam lachzer. But he says, most yeshiva boys are daitam lachzer. Moshkosef ha-rosha in daitam lachzer, heinu shedaito lishtakeyasham, lamokim shaholach. So he says, it's daito lachzor. So therefore, if it's and he says even if they learn there 2 or 3 years, ladaito who adin afil yosem kol mokem mikrum daito lachzor. So meila, if it's daito lachzor, so lachora, maybe they should be mechuyev to keep the chumrah of the home. But then he writes the third column here, Aval. He's a Laval and Fionis Nike Dirty, and this is what this gentleman was raising. The Ben Hasomach L'Shulchan Aviv. So what's this boy? He's 15 years old. He's in the yeshiva, right? So he knows in his house his mother would never serve Avsus Petumus, right? So now he goes to the yeshiva. So L'Chol, you should say, he's coming from Mokum Shenogu to be Machmer, and he's Daito Lachzor, so he should tell the yeshiva that they should give him another food. They shouldn't give him that food. So the Maram Shik says no. Because this boy was never Mekabel yet on his own. Whereas as Rabbi Gedalia Bern pointed out, he's eating it in his home because that's what they serve. It's not like because he's just so mechal shulchan aviv. Sheinu ochel shpaltmatz lo mikri klal keneder. Shai belav hachikasha. He keeps going because he's, in other words, he's a better ochel eitzel aviv. So memela, the fact that the family is doing it, that's not chal on him. In other words, this is a private family thing. So if you want to say like the pre-chadash, so when there's a minhag hamokom, there's a minhag hamokom. This wasn't a minhag hamokom. This is a minhag of the family. Oh, so you'll say like the pre-Torah, that you have to follow your family, but that's only when that the son has to be mekabel. But he's not mekabel anything. He's just doing it because that's what's served in his home. So mevela, the had the isa b'shulchanot, the abadim tzrichim kam 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 min raviyem, kam adamin b'gemor gabi mei meishon, zeo Dafkaim in Higu Kane Beneyam. Avaloshamanu me olam di ma'av noag beprecious barbe dvarim, she a ben chai lino kane acharav. Elam ken kibil haben kane alatsmo. O shaviim in Higu also bezed dafka. So that's what Rabbi Gedalia Berger thought, that he meant to say that, but if the father told him, then he's mechuyev. But if he was just stam, that's what they served, and he didn't say, this is what I want you to do in your home, etc. So then So in Cain, Habachrim is stumble, lo kiblo atzmam, ha precious la chasidus, ha hu. Veinu dovish ha mokum gorim. It's not, in other words, it wasn't a din in the mokum, it wasn't a din in the kehila, in this family. And the son wasn't mekabel yet. He's just so mechal shulchan aviv. So he's not mekabel anything, he just eats whatever his mother serves. So when he comes to yeshiva, even though it's daito lachzor, so the Maram Shik says he can eat. He can eat what they're serving in the yeshiva. He can eat the avsos betumos. It's not the minhag hakehila. So he says, so since they weren't mekabel, so therefore it's not chal. So it's not chal midin the din mokum, and it's not chal midin al titosh torah simecha, because he wasn't yet at the stage where his father was mitzvah him, and this is what I want you to do for the future. Or the son wasn't independent yet to say, okay, this is what I'm going to now keep in my home. So it wasn't chal on the son at all. So mamela, it's not chal on the son at all. So mamela, when he goes to yeshiva, he's allowed to. He's not. It's not considered that he violated the din of al torah
simcha. He learns in yeshiva X amount of years, he gets married, and he's on his own now. So he could do it.
Right. So then he's on his own.
He could go either.
Right. So then he has. Right, if it's not a minhag hamakom. In other words, if you're paskin like the pre chadash, so then there's no din that you have to follow. Even if your father tells you, you don't have to follow it. Right? It's only the pre Torah, the kli chemda, these hold that if your father tells you. So that's a big machlokes. A lot of poskim hold like the pre chadash. A lot of poskim hold like the pre chadash. But I saw recently someone printed a sefer that they were Meshamish Rav Yashiv, and a new sefer that came out in the recent months. And there's a whole section in the sefer, and the underlining assumption of the sefer of that section was that Rav Yashiv was assuming like the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and then there were details within that idea. But there are many that paskin like the Pri Chodesh, and only if it's a minhag hamakom is it chal. And then, if you're Mishana the Mokom, that provided that you go to a new Kehila and it's Eino Darat Halachzor, it has to be, as we said before, a woman that has to be a Kehila. Just can't be a new, then you could have Kehila.
Does this apply to Halachas also, or just Mahadim? Like, the Sfarim that comes to Ashkenazi Yeshiva, sometimes it's not, there's, in terms of the Hashkacha, in terms of like Yisha
Akam. Oh, okay, yeah. So Rabbi Wolfish, Dr. Wolfish is saying here a very significant point here. See, till now, we were talking about minhagim. So minhagim means something that really is mutter mikra din, but you're noheg apricious. In other words, it's mutter mikra din, Shabbos is over a certain time, but you're noheg, maybe that's not the best example, but say kitnius is mutter mikra din, But the Ashkenazim are machmir, or these avsus petumus, perhaps may cause a certain poskim. A chashash, you shouldn't. But what if it's something that there's a machlokis hapoiskim about, and you decide to follow, a machmir, like carrying in an eruv. So an eruv is a machlokis hapoiskim. So you're noig that you don't carry in an eruv. So what's the story over there? So the Maram Shik, in the same tshuva, has another very interesting thing. Very interesting thing in Maram Shik. On the arrow on the right side. Azoy. Hini be'emes yesh gimel gavni min hogim. So says the Maram Shik, that be'emes, there are three types of min hogim. Echad shenogu b'chol mokum, ki ein yontif sheni. Like yontif sheni, chutz la'aretz, all over. They're knowing that. So there's no mokum shenogu, mokum shalonogu. Because wherever you're going to go, they're knowing that. Oh, amiris halal b'rosh chodesh. Amiris halal b'rosh chodesh, it's a minag, but it's a minag b'chol mokum. So he says that, it's not shaykh to speak about going from one mokum to the other mokum. However, keep going, the first word of the line is ika lo sosa, further down. But then, there's a minik shen higu me'atzman, that it's not noeg b'chol mokum. Minugra minaka mokum, right? So there's minug that's b'chol mokum, like yontav sheni, hal rosh chodesh, and then there's a minug only in a mokum mesuyim. In other words, so he has three categories. Again, category number one is a minug that's nohag b'chol mokum, like yontav sheni, hal rosh chodesh. Then there's a minug that's only nohag in certain mekomos. But within that, those minhagim that are nohag in certain mekomos, then there's a question whether that's machmas a chumra, or is that because there's a machlokas a poskim, and this is what we paskin. There's a machlokas a poskim, whether the Erev is good or not, and we paskin yes or no, or whatever it is. We paskin that we don't carry. So the question is, what's the status of... So here, he's discussing... He's not even discussing a question for the father to the son. He's discussing for yourself. If you want to be mater, Could you be matter the? So he says, when it comes, could you stop following the minhag? So when it comes to a minhag like Hala Rosh Chodesh, Yantav Sheni, so there's no place to go. The only place for Yantav Sheni, you go to Eretz Yisrael. Hala Rosh Chodesh, anywhere on the planet, you have to keep Hala Rosh Chodesh. There's no other makom to go to. But what about the other things? So he tells you the following story. So he says, if you have a minhag like minhag hamakom, because of a precious, right, that they're knowing to a certain meat they eat, a certain meat they don't eat, etc., that's really mutter, but there's an extra chumra. So if you go to a different makom and you're not daito lachzor, then what? Because over there, we're talking, if it's a situation where it's really mutter mikar adin. It's really mutter mikar adin l'chuli alma, and it's just a chashash. But he says like this, he tells you the following story. The last paragraph. Sheikh Zachis Lilmud Bishivaso Shamaran Hagon Bal Chasam Sorvers Atzal. He says, he tells you an anecdote when he was in the yeshiva of the Chasam Sofer. Even Vesamedish al Bachurim Ish Echad Mibdinis Poland. So somebody walked into the Beis Medrash one day, and the fellows were there learning whatever they, you know, learning around. So this fellow was knowing that he didn't smoke on Shavuos, but he wanted that the yeshiva boys should be matter the neder, so he should be able to smoke on Shavuos. And he says, "V'gam ani hayisi b'toch elu habachurim." The Maram Shik says, "I was one of the bachurim in the Beis Medrash when this fellow came in." V'amati the efshar the neder kazeh the yesh das oisrim ulai kibel al atzmo kidas haoisrim. So it could be that when you have a neder, that it's not pshat that it's mutter, but you still were makabel not to do it. There are two opinions. And you were makabel like the das ha'oisrim, so it could be that such a neder there's no hatara. For efsher there ain't no hatara. So that's what the Maram Shik said to this fellow. So he says v'achar tefila. He says after davening crazily based maran hagon zatzal, the chasam sofer called me in. You know, I was a rogel by the Chasam Sofer. Meochle shulchano Shabbos v'yontif. V'sholo sima pilpul hayo bebeis hamedrash. You know, what's the hak in the yeshiva today? What are everyone talking about? Kikain hayadarko bekodesh lishol al kol dover v'dover. Chasam Sofer, he was very inquisitive. To see part of his name Mori Hagon Zatzal hadvorm ki havyosam. The Omar Shahadini me. Chasam Sofer was masking with what I said, meaning that if the pshat in the Kabbalah of the minhag tov was not that it's just a minhag tov that I'm mekabel echveis to like Rav Shechter Rav Salvechik to stand during laning or something like that. That's mutar mikar din, but it's maybe a minhag tov. But there, Taka, there's two days in one. Some days say that's also al pidin, the smoking or the eruv or whatever it is, and therefore there's no hatara. Achar says matzasi kein ze bedivrei magen avram nimnogu lemaid v'maso matan lo mahani hatara kevin kihibul avaseim etc. That once they mekabel kedasa osrim, then not. Oh. But there's an interesting nekuda, the same type of idea in the Stechemed. In the Stechemed, you see here he's talking more about whether the person himself could be mate the neder. The Stechemed has a discussion on page 31 in the other pack, in the first pack. The Stechemed Stechemet says about minhag shenagu ha'avos on page 31. Shein abonim rashayim lishanos mishum altitosh toras imecha. So he says that whole thing, again, you always have to keep in mind that there's a machlokas between the pre-chodesh and the pre-toyer, how to apply it. Because if you assume like the pre-chodesh, it's only if it was a minhag amokum. If you assume like the pre-toyer, it's even a minhag yochid of the father he can impose on the son if he decides to. But he says like this. He says, Nira da'at kan lo amrina hochi al dafki b'dover she'en bo tam mitzad adin. Rak mitzim chumra. So it was, if something is really mutter, like the case of the B'nai Baishan, it's mutter al pidin for them to go to the business. They'll get the, it's not, a, there's no hashash of Chilul Shabbos or whatever. It's just that it would have been a nicer thing if you're home on Friday and you're not to be more making for Shabbos. But it's mutter mikir din. It was a chumra who's hiris. Ki hach de b'nei Baishan lo havli azli mitzor letzidan b'malei Shabbata. Chen shar megohagim. But something that's a machlokes rishonim, had a paskin, it's not like the B'nai Baishan. Everyone agrees it's mutter. The question is, the B'nai Baishan with noyeg, an extra precious, an extra chumra. But what if something that's taka machlokes hapoiskim, and the father follows a certain shita? So the Maram Shik and the Chasam Sofer said the father cannot even do hataras nedarim. But what about, could he mechayev his son? Could he mechayev his son? So he says, an unbelievable thing. Yeshlo mokor b'halocha kibin idon didon d'vahnochas tefillin b'chol amoyed. When say your father does a certain thing, he puts tefillin on chol amoyed, he doesn't put tefillin on chol amoyed, so are you mechuyev to follow what your father does or not? Im avi noha kiminag ashkenaz lanichem, aben noha kiminag svard, shalo lanichem, ein beklach klum. He says that the son is not mechuyev necessarily to do by hanochas tefillin what the father did. Ah, but doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch, b'shavur yardesim in yereshidu, kabbalas harabim. This is even more than just a family. This is Kabbalah Sarabim. The whole Kehila was knowing that. Kabbalah Sarabim Chal Aleim Valzarim. Who Gam Kain, who he wants to say, that's only by Chumras. That's only by Chumras. But things that are Me'ikir Hadin, that the father doesn't carry in the Eruv, or the father doesn't put on tefillin, or does put on tefillin, where that's a shail of machloikis hapoiskim, how to learn the sugya, how to machriya in the sugya, shekibu alei mechem by the mashma rishon the kabbalas b'nei ashkenaz, the machmir and pesach, lein yechozev and eir, chalem alzaram v'yicholam l'shanas, shemu gamkin kabbalah mitzad chumr de pesach, hu kein siag v'geder, ayin pachat yitzchak tzatzur. He says, but chumr de pesach with machmir even on other things, that in other words, over there, kidneys, that's a chumrah, so that's a chumrah that's really mutter mikra din, so that for sure is chal. That for sure is chal on the rabbin. But say you have shailas in Hilchas Pesach, the machlokes whether chveis nosin tam levgam b'pesach, chozev v'neir, shailas that there are 2 days in Rishonim. So those shailas, really mikra din, are not chal. It could be chumrah de pischa, people are, but his big yisod here is, that just like we saw the same distinction in the Maram Shik, but Lagabe, his own Hatara, that the Maram Shik wanted to be Machmir, that if you're Makabel, that you're following these poskim, I mean, that itself is a big kiddush, but that's what the Chasam Sofer and the Maram Shik said, that you can't even do Hatara for yourself. I don't think everyone agrees with that, but that was the anecdote that the Maram Shik tells over. But Lagabe, if you want to say, Lumarkid Islay, the Prechodesh, in the case of Kabbalah Sarabim and the pre-toyer, legabe a case of a private thing. So the Stechemet says, l'marked islay, l'marked islay, that's only what? When it's a chumra. But if it's a shaila in psak, so then the son can have his own psak. And he can go to his own. He doesn't. It's not necessarily mechuyev. It might be a nice thing that he's doing what the father's doing, you know, you know, there's some seichel to say that that's a, but strictly speaking, that's not, it says the stechemet, that's not a violation of Shema Mini Musar Avicha Bal Titosh Torah Simech. If the father doesn't carry in the Erev, or the father, you know, doesn't, you know, whatever other particular thing that the father paskin or tefillin b'chol amoid, that's what he's talking over here. Tefillin b'chol amoid is so that's a machlokis ha-poskin, had a paskin, and machlokis rishonim, machlokis had a paskin, and therefore it wouldn't necessarily be a din of al titosh torasi shema mini musar avicha al titosh torasi mecha, not to follow your father in such a situation. Yeah, so that's right. So some Sfarim won't, right? No, but that's not a machlokas haposkim. Everyone agrees that that's mutter, and so it's interesting that the things that are really mutter in the end become more chomer legabi this thing, legabi these halachas. So that's the din of al titosh torah simecha.
The rationale of the stay chemed, is it simply, as we said before, that when something is based on a mistake, there is no neder. So perhaps with machlekes poskim, it could be it's wrong. So
no, I don't think he's saying that.
But
I don't think he's. Yeah, I don't think he's saying that. There's a machlok of the poskim, so maybe one is right. No, I don't think he's saying. I think he says like Kimley that I'm following these shitas. So that doesn't necessarily. I don't think that's okay, but it's something to think about.
But the chumah has been couched with some logic too. Some can be machmir or ashtus.
Right. So it's a chashash. That was meeker din, like we're not choshish for that chashash, like kidneys. Right, there's a chashash that maybe some wheat got mixed in into the.
I heard a story where Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was consulted by a rav in Bnei Brak that they're knowing a certain minhag, and he wants to know that he can't find a makor for this minhag. He was asking Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, there's no makor for this minhag. You have to mevatel this minhag. A month later, he saw the Rav. He said, "Will you mabatu the minhag?" He said, "No, I couldn't do it." He said, "Why not?" He says, "The coolish ain't that see where your chulam will go."
Right.
To qualify, don't need to say that there's a chashon point of toast. The premise: why, when somebody makes does a based on a toast, is there no nether? Because the intent that started all is so the same, trying to apply the same premise. So when is and based on a machlokes poskim, so maybe now that a later decision was, you know, I should have gone with the other way. Maybe it should have been the other side. So since the intent and the premise originally got started incorrectly, so that's why there's no neder. That's I'm trying to say that one side's wrong.
Okay. Well, so just a couple of last nekudas.
1204
is mincha, zman mincha. We'll daven mincha, bez Hashem. Okay. So there's an interesting Shut Haran on page 32. Shut Haran wants to know the following. Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So the question is, Reuven nosa isha, not to marry two wives. So Reuven nosa isha betzarfas. Shumakum shenogu shalolisa shtei noshim. Mipnei cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Fineata hudar be'eretz kostilo, mokum shenogu lisa shtei noshim. So in other words, he marries his wife in one place, and then where they hold from Cherem Rabbeinu Gershon, and then they move to another place where they don't have. V'ne'ata hudar be'eretz kaskil mokom shenogu lisa shtei nashim. V'amarta shemestam kibel av chem shol v'nashim shenosa b'tzarfas. V'efshe shekibelu b'feirish v'afil hachi amarta v'nihide afalpi shol kibelu av kolzman shedar b'medina nosim av chumar mokom shedatu lodosham. V'horech v'mokom shosim mokom sheinosim, etc. So l'chora, now he's doing, l'chora, he shouldn't have to keep... He shouldn't have to keep Chayim the Rabbeinu Gershon. So his point is that certain things we just discussed till now, a din in the Mokom, a din in the Mishpacha, but he thinks Chayim the Rabbeinu Gershon is different. The Chayim the Rabbeinu Gershon was matil on all the people in his constituency who were under his umbrella. So it was chal on the people, not on the places. So therefore, whoever was in the constituency of the Rabbeinu Gershon Chal, even if they move out, they'll still be Chal to the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershon. That was one point. Then there's the Maril, that I'll show you Maril on page 5. Says the Maril, Amar Mari Segel, Ein l'shanes minach amokam b'shum inyan afilu b'nigunim, she'ein mugolim sham. There was even b'nigunim that you shouldn't change the minach amokam. And then he tells a maisa, v'sipur lo maisa ba'atzmo she'yashlich tzibur. He was the shlich tzibur, pam achas b'kihilas Regensburg b'yomim naroim. He was the shlich tzibur. Vayamenagen kol hatfila kiminag medinas Oistreich. He came a minag sham. That in Regensburg they followed minag Oistreich. Vukshu be'enav shayu omrim haftar benigun b'nei rayin. Pam shah also pam hayahu omer slicha ani hamedaber. He decided in the davening to say a certain slicha of ani hamedaber asher yosod Rabbeinu Ephraim, which Rabbein Ephraim said to say the Tfilas Musaf. V'savah shemitzvah lomar sham lechvod Rabbein Ephraim amechayber shemnuchas kvodo sham. That since Rabbein Ephraim was buried there, in honor of Rabbein Ephraim, he decided that he's going to say this slich in the davening, even though the minhag hamakom was not to say it. V'amru hanhigim elav she'ein minhagim lomar oso slicha. V'lo sham ma'aleim misvaraso de la'el. The Yomim Mesa Bas Harav, the Yom HaKippur, the Itztik Harav HaNiskar Lavadin Shalok Sabito HaMashashina Minok HaMokum. And he says that his daughter died, and he says that he blames himself that he's Mashana Minok HaMokum. And like Rav Shechter always says over, the Minok is Osios Gehenim, you know, so, you know, Shino Minhagim is something very, very severe. But I didn't want to end on with this Maril because I don't want to be Messiah Bedovara. So that's why.
How did they introduce the Kardoti?
I guess maybe if the whole Kehila wanted it, they probably had a board meeting, and they said, let's.
They had an audition before the davening.
And it's interesting. Ada Yom Hazeh, we still stay it from. We don't stay it with the Rebbe, right? We stay it from. So right. It still was never fully, you know. It was still, you know, Ada Yom Hazeh wasn't fully niskabel, like regular davening. It's a very such a interesting thing. But just to add in something, the Tashbetz on page 42 discusses getting married. When a husband and wife get married. And she has her minhagim, and he has his minhagim. So how does it work? So he says, Nosi isha manshe kihila achas isha manshe kihila acheres ein tzofik sha'isha hi nechlelis imbayla b'chol chiyubim. He says that's called coming from one kihila to another when he marries the husband. V'davrza milsa d'pshitahi v'embo sofik. Shalu shnayim subim shulchan echad chalukim b'yisoseim. Also lezem mutu lezeg. In other words, you can't have a household where they're noheg different minhagim. Feeling how your kilos murder zo mizo machma she'ezu takhan b'yneim v'sheilei. Eina im elim salma isha, etc. Shayla eina elim nistalma haisha im hichozeres lebeis avia. In other words, while they're married, avada, she should be doing. The question is, if he passes away, then should she go back to her father's minhagim, or should she do the husband's minhagim? So he wants to say that you see, we know by truma, if a woman marries a kohen, so she can eat, Aisha's kohen can eat truma. And when he dies, so if she has children, then she doesn't go back to her father's house. If she doesn't have children, so he wants to stay near her. Shem yesh lo zerimenu tisharim zara b'chal chiyuvim v'takan oseim. Im ein lo zerimenu toshuv tovei saviyah. V'dover zed nilman ha-Torah midirei chazal min ha-Torah paskoyim shanises Yisrael nifsalo min ha-Truma nis-almano im yesh lo zer nifsalo im ein lo zer chozeres the base of here. So this has, you know, many ramifications, especially like in Hilchas Nida, where Sfardim, say, wait before they do the Zayin Nekiyim. Many Sfardim, do they have Sektar on day 4, and then they have the Zayin Nekiyim. Ashkenazim do it on day 5. So so a lot of times the question whether, you know, I have a Talmud who's a Sfardi and his wife is an Ashkenazi. So as Rav Abadi pointed out, that she could take on the kulas of the Sephardic husband, and she, even though she's an Ashkenazic woman, but her husband's a Sephardi, and she could take upon these. But then again, you have to see, you know, in other words, all the permutations we made before in terms of something that's a chumra or something that's really a machol. You know, had a fit in that, but Rav Abadi's always told me that Lagabi Hilchas Nida, say Lagabi the 4 days, the 5 days, that if the husband's a Sephardi, even though the woman's an Ashkenazi, we can let her do the Hefsek Tara on the fourth day and following her her husband's been hugging. So just to review, and then Rav Moshe, you can look, has a tshuva as well, who also says this idea that the woman follows the husband's minhagim. I mean, you know, when I got married, so my wife, her mother, lights a lot of, you know, candle for every child in the family. So I didn't want to. My shita is the less fire, the better. So so I wanted that she should do just two candles, Zocher v'Shomer, and so that's what she does. And just two candles, and she was happy to, you know, to be able to do that. She was fine. She's okay.
The more fire.
Right. The less fire. That's my sheet in Kadlokas Neis. The less fire, the better. And I think everybody thought that way, that we could just do two candles, Zocher v'Shomer. So it's interesting that in this week's parsha.
What was your minhag of your parents?
So my mother lights more than just.
So your parents
know
just to light each other.
Yeah, or to light the full moon.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's really, and that's a minhag not based on posting. So then you should just continue the minhag of your father and mother.
Right, but Afal Pi Kein.
So did you do it first?
Right.
Is that consistent with the thought?
Right. Okay. We'll have to think it through. But
I want to just make sure I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You understood everything. But I still. I still want very much not to have too much.
Maybe you should do it.
Yeah. Okay. So let me conclude.
What if your father's mentor was? Let's say I remember when I was young, I was in yeshiva. So I came home, I told my father that I just learned from my Rebbe that I should sit down during Kiddush on Friday night. And my father was very disturbed. With his father and everyone, they all stood up.
Right.
And then that time I went to my very friendly Rabbi Mukran Sechet Zazel Bracha, who's Talmud Rabbi Moshe. And it wasn't so posh with that, I should just listen to my, it was very big problem.
Right, right. So, you know. So, yeah, I think, I mean, I stand up for Kiddush because my father stands up for Kiddush. So so that's what, you know.
Does Rav Moshe say that that's meant to be father's minhag, this is wrong, you shouldn't do it?
Right, but the, I don't think, in other words, there's no wrong or right, like I'll be standing up for Kiddush or not. Some people have an extra, want to do it, but there's no, it's not al pidin that there's something wrong or right, but that you're not yotze, according to the, in other words, everyone's holds you yotze, standing or sitting. Some have prefer one over the other. So therefore, I think, especially if the father, it's going to be an issue with the father, you know, kibbut av aim and not insulting the father is also a big is a big issue. So I do, especially whatever, you know, my father stands for Kiddush, so I stand for Kiddush as well. And that's the, in this week's Parsha, we have the, you know, Shechter likes to quote the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that Yitzchak Avinu was chofer the Be'erus, that his father was chofer, and he called them the same names because to show that he was mamshich the Mesorah of the Avos, and that's, you know, something very important, to, especially in today's society where people have all these new ideas. So you know, a person has to be very careful of you know, knowing when to do something that's not exactly what the father did or not. But Yitzchak Avinu was Mamshich the Be'erus. But I want to see another thing, that even though Yitzchak Avinu, like Rav Shechter says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, was the one who supposedly was following the Mesoros Avos, but nonetheless, Yitzchak Avinu was his own person. He was his own Gavra, but he still was sensitive to the minhagim of, he wasn't just a parrot. He was his own person. He was mamshich, but he knew klar what was it to be mamshich the Mesoros Avos. Because there's a vort in the Mor v'Shemesh. The Mor v'Shemesh says like this, that Avram Avinu says he doesn't have children. He doesn't have children, and all he has is ben meshech beisi hitamesek Eliezer. All he has is Eliezer, so he's complaining. All he has is Eliezer. And what does the Mesek Eliezer say? Dolo mashke mitorz rabo lacherim. So you would think, says the Mor v'Shemesh, that if he's complaining, that he wouldn't compliment Eliezer. He would say, all I have is Eliezer, and he's not so good. But he's saying, all I have is Eliezer, and Eliezer's great. So it would be more in the tune of what he's supposed to be trying to say. So I have Eliezer, and I'm not satisfied with to be his my mamshich. So the Mor v'Shemesh says no. Taka, it was a complaint because he was saying like this, that Eliezer is only a parrot. He's dolu mashke, which is a good thing, but he's not his own. So it was, the mamshich of the Mesorah, Yitzchak Avinu, was a different tchuna. You know, Avram was chesed, and Yitzchak was gvura. You know, each one had their own, but they each one know how to be mamshich of the Mesorah properly, but they were each their own gavra, b'fnei atzma. And that's what Avram said. I want a mamshich to be his own gavra, to be mamshich my Mesorah, but to be an old gavra. And Eliezer is not a gavra. He's just dolo mashke. He's just a parrot. And that's what the Mor v'Shemesh says. So this is a very nuanced and fine thing about being true to the Mesorah, because especially in this generation where, you know, a lot of things, a lot of different things creep up, that we're influenced by feminism and other things in the society, and a lot of things, and a lot of times things that are crept in to Yiddishkeit are things that are not Jewish values, and the things that are dvarim mibachutz. So we have to make sure that we're loyal to the Mesorah. We can be our own gavras and be our own purpose, but we have to be make sure that that we're following in the Mesorah in the proper way, and that we're mekayim lo yochel dvoro, kol yotze mipiv yaseh, and bal yochel midrabonon, and that we're also loyal to the pasuk in Mishlei, shema mini busar avicha, val titosh toras imecha. I'd like to thank Simon for another wonderful shiur. Maror Mekomos is available for your chazara. Mincha at 12:05. David,